Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
We have a monthly box program called Box of Miracles, where we ship on a monthly basis over 300 boxes across the West Coast, largely, Southern California, Bay Area, where our families are in treatment, and we fill these boxes with products. So in-kind donations are such a huge part of our world. We send them out to our families, and the families never know what they're going to open, right? It's a wellness item. It's a journal for a teenager. It's socks for a five-year-old. Maybe it's a bath bomb. Maybe it's a gift card. Maybe it's a coloring book. Every month is different, and these are items that we need so much and that companies always find that they've got extra of. So that's one great way to get engaged with us without actually writing a check, giving an in-kind product or overstock items, always huge for us.
Wow, I completely forgot about that. I do remember hearing about that, the Box of Miracles, and seeing images of these boxes of, I remember this image so vividly. It was a box of a bunch of art supplies. And this girl was opening the box as if it was Christmas. And one thing that you guys mentioned was that it feels to them like it's Christmas almost every month, when they get these boxes of goodies. So I love that.
Oh, and it's so much fun because we have a lot of school clubs, and whether they're LA County, San Diego County, or local here in Orange County, and can come by the office, they'll come and decorate, or they'll write little notes that can go inside the boxes, notes of encouragement, positive statements, fun words, drawings. So there's just so many different ways that anyone of any age can get involved with us. And it's one of the things we enjoy the most.
Amazing. Now, in terms of other partnerships, other than the ones that can donate products or money and, volunteer, do you partner with other nonprofits as well that can help you? Let's say, as an example, if a parent lost a job and they need help with, getting back into the workforce, have you ever partnered with other organizations to sort of help that particular family in all the ways that they need help with?
So absolutely, and that's a wonderful question because we can certainly do more together than we can, alone. And we've got some extraordinary nonprofit partners here in Southern California. In fact, there's so many incredible charities. You can't ever partner with all of them, right? There's so many people doing such good work. We focus on food banks because we do quarterly very large distributions of food. So we partner with Second Harvest Food Bank, Roosters Foundation, Bracken's Kitchen. I mean, it's a very long list of nonprofits that we are so proud to partner with. We also partner with other nonprofits working on fundraising. So Big Brothers Big Sisters, Orangewood Foundation, so many that we work with. And sometimes we even can do events together where a family in need might have one child who's battling an illness, but another child who, because their mom or dad is at work, needs somebody because they're home alone in the afternoons. So, that kind of latchkey kid looking for a YMCA or a boys club, a boys and girls club in their community. So we're very proud to partner with so many different meaningful nonprofits. And when you mention jobs, we actually focus with our corporate partners on those because, as we all know, there are so many jobs in the world right now. One of our biggest ones is with Board Riders, who they're the makers of Quiksilver, Billabong, Hobie, Roxy. There are so many job openings at their warehouses that we're sending that information out almost daily.
Oh, I love that. Now, I'm going to go back to the events, all the fun upcoming events that you have going on. But I do specifically want to talk about the third annual golf event that you guys have coming up. I'm just curious how, when it comes to marketing, what are the things that you guys do that you see success with in terms of trying to get the right people to come to this amazing event? And also obviously be able to raise money.
Right. So you mentioned our Miracles Golf Invitational, which is coming up on Monday, March 28th. It's at Santa Ana Country Club, which is in North Orange County. We do have lots of donors that drive in, you know, from San Diego or LA County or the IE. And, you know, from a marketing perspective, we really feel that our stakeholders are our best advocates. So we work year round to make sure that our board members, our corporate partners, our individual donors are constantly aware of upcoming events. We send out information constantly, and we really work to make sure that we've got a website up and running year round and that we're in the local community calendars, whether it's, you know, a Hollywood Reporter magazine, LA magazine, Orange County Business Journal. We try to just make sure that, you know, we're always listed so that if any individual loves to golf and wants to come out or wants to donate an auction item to a silent auction at any of our events, that we, you know, we're in that list and they can consider partnering with us in that way.
Interesting, interesting. It's almost very similar to if a for-profit company is trying to run an event and they need to get their eyes on and get people to simply come to the event. It's just, it's sort of the same strategy. But my thought is, obviously, it's an easier sell because they're doing something so amazing by attending and donating for the auction as well. Now, I do see you guys have a lot of amazing, amazing sponsors. How has that been? Has that been a challenging journey, would you say? Or do you think the fact, like, if you, for example, have farmers insurance, then that attracts other, you know, sponsors easily? Like, how was your experience with getting sponsors, corporate sponsors?
You know, I would call it slow burn, for lack of any other phrase. You know, we work really hard on introducing ourselves to companies who have, you know, corporate social responsibility or CSR as part of their fabric. We really gravitate to those companies that want to make a positive impact in their communities and just open doors, right? Find somebody who's a large client or somebody who's part of the company, who is able to really get to know us, get to know our financials, know what we do with our money, get to know our families, and then just really build that relationship. Most of our meaningful relationships have taken, you know, at least a year or two to build, if not longer. And I have always found that those are the more meaningful relationships and that they last longer.
Right, right. So if I'm not mistaken, you guys started out in 2002, correct?
The tax ID was established in 2002 and the mission started in 2004.
Wow, amazing, amazing. And so for our listeners, since this is a Startup to Success show, they're always curious to know what actionable advice you could give to someone who is maybe interested in starting a nonprofit. What are some things that you would advise them to do when they're starting out?
You know, for me, I would say the key to everything is your board of directors. It's getting individuals who have breadth and depth in the community and who are willing to advocate on behalf of the mission and not trying to go too fast, right? Don't start running. Start by walking. Start by learning from the communities, nonprofits, and how they are able to connect with individuals and corporations, and really take your time to understand what makes your community work. Because what works in New York or San Francisco or LA might not work in the community that you live in. And every nonprofit community is different. So, you know, my best advice is start with your relationships. And then my other big sort of nugget to walk away with is diversify your revenue base. Don't ever put your eggs in one basket. You know, there's a lot of colloquialisms for it, but the pandemic has certainly shown us that if you are an organization or a company that just focuses in one area for your revenue growth, when something that you have no idea is coming at you hits you, you will not be able to survive by replacing it with something else you've developed. So for us, really continuing to diversify relationships, sources of revenue, types of revenue, whether it's events, annuity giving, grant writing, individual donations. I try to constantly change it up so that we're not too reliant in one area. And I think that's probably general wisdom, no matter what industry you're in. But for the nonprofit industry, which is so nuanced and so fickle and so dependent on the economy, these kinds of things really have helped me to survive.
Wow, thank you for that. That's very helpful. I'm also going to ask a question about influencers. I'm curious to know if influencers have helped you in any ways, if you have even partnered with them to help you promote your upcoming events.
It's not an area of great focus for me personally or professionally. Influencers who we happen to stumble upon really have great results for us. The one I'm thinking of is this lovely donor we have. He's LA-based. His name is Kane Lim, and he has a Netflix show. It's called Bling Empire. So it's a hysterical reality show about wealthy Asians in LA, and I think it's a spinoff of one of those movies. But Kane Lim actually was a donor before he was a Netflix TV show guy. So he just happened to already be a person who spends time in the community giving back to our families, and then was able to use that platform to share how much he loves miracles. He donated a piece of jewelry to our gala last year, a $35,000 emerald cut ring. It was stunning. And we raised a significant amount of money from that, and he shared it on his platform. But he's one of our only ones so far, but hopefully we'll get others that come to us. We don't pay for things like that. So we sort of just cross our fingers and hope they head our way.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I think with some of my clients and through my marketing agency, I found that when influencers, especially the smaller influencers, not the mega ones, when they love a brand, a service or a product, and they love what they stand for, they tend to, a lot of them nowadays are willing to barter for in exchange for a product. But if it's for a cause like yours, for example, my assumption is they would do it for free. They wouldn't even think twice. You know, they would share it on their stories and so on. So I would highly recommend that the smaller influencers, not the larger ones, but the smaller ones with anywhere from 3,000 to 15,000 followers, they tend to make the best impact. Their engagements are higher, and they just know how to share with their followers, but also get the followers to engage. So if you guys ever need to pick my brain on that, please connect with me. I'm happy to help you guys spread whatever it is that you guys want to, whatever event you want to help promote and grow it even further. Just let us know. We're happy to do that. If we're coming to an end, and I have still so many questions, but I want to just end our interview with the listeners. If they can support you in other ways than volunteering and donating, is there anything else that you guys need help with that our community can help with?
You know, I think I would say sharing our mission. You know, your listeners probably have access to communities and industries that we would love to have get involved with miracles. So whether it's donating an hour, donating a dollar, donating a product, or just sharing our mission, I mean, those are the four sort of big ways that you can help us make a difference by helping us to get more donations and other things. So awareness is such a huge part of what we do. And I'd be grateful if any of your listeners turned around and said, hey, I heard about this nonprofit helping families throughout the West Coast. I'd love you to maybe get involved. I mean, that would mean a lot to me personally and certainly to our family.
Yeah. It's so funny. As you were saying that, I was just thinking of connecting with our network of influencers and just sending them a quick DM and saying, hey guys, please start supporting this amazing organization, and encourage people to follow. I think if they can all start following on social media channels, which you seem to be very active on, then it's their way of always being aware of what's happening, what you guys are doing, and the upcoming events. Now, in terms of the 360 miracle, is that still something that you guys are aggressively moving forward with?
Absolutely, yes. We are, that, you know, the idea with that is that 1,000 women giving $1,000 equals $1 million, right? So we're at 200. We've got, you know, 800 to go, but we're super excited about the traction we're getting in the various communities throughout California. And we would love anyone to get involved and, you know, do an event like you were talking about when the time is right in your life. We would love to do that. And one thing to share is that Robin Williams, who works for me, actually is on my staff doing only 360 Miracle. So she's the one that can handle all the back end for any small events, parties, galentines, summer soirees. She loves throwing parties with a cause, and she's ready to meet anybody who's interested in doing that. So please reach out. Would love it.
Now, is this... thank you. So Robin, I believe it was Robin I met. You're right. I just recalled it. Now, are you guys only focusing on LA and Orange County area, or will it be okay to expand further?
Oh, no, we actually have donors throughout the nation, but 360 Miracle can operate anywhere because we're in this very borderless environment now in a digital realm. And I'm finding that to be true with nonprofits as well. Anyone, anywhere who is connected to our mission can get involved. And we've done virtual events. We've done virtual cocktail hours. I mean, we've got any numerous platform that we can use to help women get involved and throw circles together. So there are no limits.
I love it. I love it. I know the pandemic was hard on a lot of us, a lot of the companies, nonprofits, for profit. But I think the fact that now we can easily do things virtually really helps us. And if you look at the glass half full, I think we're going to walk away from the pandemic in a way where we're going to benefit in the long term. So I love that you can reach more women nationwide now with the 360 Miracle, because I think it's an amazing idea, and it's just you just need 800 more women. So all the listeners out there, please get on miraclesforkids.org and learn more about the 360 Miracle and join. I think that's such an amazing mission to be a part of. Oh my God, we're coming to an end. I can't believe this. But if you can share how people can reach you guys and donate, just anything that we can do to help, please, please, please let us know again where and how, and we'll end our interview and hopefully have you back one more time and celebrate you reaching 1,000 women with the 360 Miracles.
Wow, fingers crossed on that. Thank you so much. Miraclesforkids.org, there's a section at the bottom that says get involved. Also, give us a call, 714-730-3040. Just ask for anyone. Everyone is looking forward to meeting any of your listeners, and we look forward to it.
And also, if there are any companies listening to this, if you have products you want to donate, whether it's for auction or just for the boxes, just box of miracles, feel free to connect and donate your products. I'm actually going to connect with you guys and talk about donating bath bombs. You mentioned it, and all of a sudden I'm like, we can donate bath bombs for the parents too.
Oh, that's awesome. Yay.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Autumn. Thank you. You're such an inspiration. I'm so honored to have you on my show. Thank you for sharing this amazing organization that you are running. So proud of you. And thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful conversation, and I look forward to talking to you again when we hit that 1,000.
Yes, yes. Can't wait.
Yes.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.